Remodeling a bathroom or 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource. With a great selection of kitchen and bath products, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Football fans, real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for your fantasy draft this season. Featuring Wi-Fi, plenty of room, even private rooms. Food and drink specials are available. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the regular season, along with live Bears reports from Hallis Hall, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with Bears players and coaches, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock from the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szczepkowski. Cubs are out west tonight as they start a three-game series against the San Francisco Giants. Jake Arrieta and Matt Cain in the pitching matchup in that one. Joe Maddon was on with Goff and Rosner today, says that there is still only one game that's on his mind.
I don't really understand any other way to approach it. I'm already past the wonderful victory yesterday, working on today's lineup versus the Giants later in San Francisco. So, honestly, man, I may be disappointing to some people, but it's about today. It's just about winning Tuesday's game, and that's what we're all about.
9:15 start in San Francisco this evening. White Sox and Red Sox tonight at U.S. Cellular Field. Southsiders try to avoid losing three in a row. Jose Quintana and Wade Miley in the pitching matchup. 7:10 start. Catch that here on 670 The Score. Bears already short at the wide receiver position with the loss of Kevin White for the year. Elshon Jeffrey still listed as day-to-day with an ankle injury today at practice. He did not participate, nor did Marquise Wilson, who sat out with a hamstring issue. Elsewhere in the NFL, Rex Grossman in Atlanta working out with the Falcons. Michael Vick meeting with the Steelers today. The NBA announced today that it's fined the Clippers $250,000 for violating NBA rules prohibiting teams from offering players unauthorized business or investment opportunities. NCAA football, Rutgers head coach Kyle Flood being investigated for an email he sent to a faculty member in regards to keeping a player eligible. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Del Frisco's Steakhouse, Chicago baseball's favorite restaurant. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Let's go!
Sip the juice. I've got enough to go around.
Zach Zaidman.
Those Syracuse guys are always special.
Oh, whatever.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Down here with Charles Tillman.
Oh, y'all listening. This is Score, right?
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
So, Purnell, there's a host at our station named Terry Bors. He just wanted to know if you've ever heard of him in your brief time here in Chicago.
Nah.
Zach Zaidman.
The name is intimidating. You are not.
What is that all about? You have red hair.
It's exotic.
Zach Zaidman with Bors and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Bors and Bernstein.
And we are soon to be joined by Zach Zaidman, who is...
No, we're not.
He'll be violent when he gets here.
Yeah, eventually he will be. We're working out some technical issues to get Zach established from Hallis Hall. And it's an oddly autumnal day, which I know the Bears will adore when it comes to practicing, whether or not they're in full pads. This is the kind of thing that actually will start to feel like football and me. They're not having to get in the cold tub or worry about Eddie Goldman's hydration issues, we assume.
God, hope Eddie Goldman's all right. He's got a big assignment ahead of him, mister.
He sure does.
He's got work to do.
You know, and of course, this has ended up in me ending up losing an argument where my kid's gloating. He's like, I told you that Eddie Goldman was going to start the season at the zero technique. And I said, this doesn't count. You didn't win the argument. You didn't base your argument on your awareness that Ratliff was going to get suspended. He said, it doesn't matter. He said, you and I had a gentleman's bet as to who was going to start the season at zero technique. And he said, and I win.
No conditions? Were there any conditions?
No.
Then he wins.
I know. But I said, the season's not here yet. I said, Eddie Goldman, you know, something could happen. You never know. Or he could appeal the suspension. I don't know.
Eddie Goldman.
It sucks. It sucks because I said, look, it's going to be Ratliff. It's going to be Ratliff. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. And now it is. Zach Zaidman is on the Grossinger Lincoln Wood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. What's happening, Zach?
I'm glad you lost the bet.
Oh, I am too. God.
No,
I think we all are.
It just doesn't stop. I told you Eddie Goldman was going to start, but I'm like, but he.
Doesn't matter.
Win the job.
Right. Goldman is starting.
Exactly. Ugh. And I'm glad you're handling it with class.
You know, dignity.
Not whining about it. On a 50,000 watt radio station.
God, no! Someday you'll understand. Someday there'll be a little tiny redhead child running around doing the same thing to you.
Yeah,
and he likely would probably figure out that their suspension was looming after the.
I didn't remember a thing about it. That's how dumb I am. I didn't remember a thing about it.
I didn't either.
Yeah, Terry, send out your prayers and thoughts for Pernell McPhee. He was not able to participate in practice today with what the team is calling a chest injury.
What?
I know you're a big fan of his.
I am.
So hopefully he can get right quickly.
A chest injury?
A chest injury, according to John Fox. Also, Jermon Bushrod was not able to practice because of what the Bears are calling a back injury. So, Dan, they did rotate tackles around.
Yay!
Yeah, Charles Leno was filling in for Bushrod on the left side, and Jordan Mills got an opportunity to work with the first team a little bit.
Okay, but no Kyle Long.
Not yet.
All right. Okay. Well, maybe they're starting down that road. Who knows?
I think that road's going to happen.
Well, they did start down that road during the offseason, and I'm sure it remains a possibility, but I think they want to find out what they have in Leno, and let's see how serious this Bushrod injury is before we start making all these big assumptions.
Did they explain how McPhee suffered this chest injury?
What happened to my guy?
No. And that's more information than, say, the Packers gave about Jordy Nelson, because they have still not said that Jordan Nelson will miss the entire season because of a torn ACL. They just said that he's going to miss the entire season because of a knee injury.
All right. Well.
Okay, well. Yeah. We'll
see. So if they're not going to do it, you know the Bears
aren't
going
to do it.
Exactly.
No.
You know.
I just hope this doesn't end up. Oh, by the way, it's a torn pectoral muscle, and he's out for the year.
Yes, you would not want that to happen. It would be bad.
Thank you for that confirmation. What else do we have?
Let's hear a little bit from Eddie Goldman, who is not necessarily the next man up, but he's definitely going to be the first man up in regards to replacing Jeremiah Ratliff at the nose tackle position.
You know, when you put your hand down and the ball's about to snap, you have to have a plan going up against these guys, because Slauson, he's been in the league for about 8 years, and Cal's a Pro Bowl, and Wills, he's been in the league for like 11, so... you definitely have to have a plan, and you have to be detailed with your technique as well.
So he says going up against the Bears veterans up front has really helped make him a better player so far during this training camp. What's also interesting is he's been following Jeremiah Ratliff since he was a little kid growing up in Washington, D.C. He used to follow those old NFC East rivals, the Redskins and the Cowboys, when Ratliff used to play for Dallas. So he knows exactly what is expected of him when he takes over at the nose tackle position, and has learned a lot. He always hangs around Ratliff and has learned a lot in terms of what he needs to do to become a better professional on the field. What's interesting is that the nose tackle in this 3-4 scheme, you're going to have to end up taking on a lot of double teams. And let's talk a little real football here. Dan, you're going to love this. This is Eddie Goldman talking about the key when it comes to taking on double teams playing the nose tackle position.
Stay low as far as your, you know, bend. And stay firm. You guys don't probably know what I'm talking about. But you gotta be firm on the on the offensive guard. You gotta beat him first, and the tackle which completes the double team is ineffective if you beat the guard first.
Does that make sense to you?
Sure. Yeah, I get it. Do you think he's any good, by the way? Has he shown anything of a? Has there been days in training camp, Zach, where you said, "Oh, that's pretty good"? What do you think?
Look at the games. I thought the fact that he got extensive playing time,
the TV will not work after the first team leaves. it just refuses to somehow. So that's why I'm asking you.
Yes.
I had the game tape, but I want to see first against first and not anything else.
I think it would be fair to call him an ascending player because he continues to get better. I like the fumble recovery against the Colts. I thought that was a big play for him, and they like him. You know, I think that he continues to get better. And he's probably being rushed into the spot, you know, more so than they would like because of the Ratliff situation. But again, they keep saying that they were prepared for this because they knew that this was coming down. So I think they feel comfortable in what Goldman can do. But you lose a lot in not having a guy like Ratliff out there because you're not teaching him the scheme. He's versatile, can play inside and outside, and that is going to be a loss, especially when you consider the opponents that they're playing in weeks 1, 2, and 3.
What's the deal with Will Sutton? As well as he's played, are they going to try to use him as some sort of versatile sub, or does he have an opportunity to play his way into more than that?
I think he's flashed, which is more so than what you thought, at least heading in, because you weren't sure if he actually fit this scheme when he was drafted by Phil Emery.
No, he didn't fit this scheme.
Yeah, he was a three technique in that 4-3 defense. So, you know, I don't know exactly what they think of him because they don't publicize that kind of stuff. John Fox is not big on evaluating players in the media, but it remains to be seen. You'll learn a lot by how they use him in this game, because I'm not going to call it a dress rehearsal for the regular season because it's not the same pace as a regular season game, and I don't think the Bears are going to show you much, even though it is the third preseason game. But you'll see what they think of certain guys by how long they play in this game. Usually the starters go into the second half, and you make some halftime adjustments. So it'll be interesting to see how they use him in spots in this game against the Bengals coming up on Saturday.
Speaking of drafting and things like that, I mean, it would seem, just again, just a casual observer of the first half of the game, and then the TV stops. The Bears draft class overall, Zach. Now I know you're not going to see the number one. He finally had a surgery, right? The surgery on the way back. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the draft class seems decent so far. I mean, there seems to be some hope with the guys coaching the team that there are actual guys here who can play and be valuable down the road.
Let's look at it this way: you have guys that are contributing immediately. Mm-hmm. Eddie Goldman's going to be a starter on opening day, and even if he wasn't going to start because if Ratliff had not been suspended, Goldman would have gotten significant playing time in that opener. Adrian Amos right now is working with the ones at the safety position. He's a fifth round pick. Jeremy Langford looks like he belongs and continues to play better each time he gets an opportunity. Just look back at the last few draft classes, and you couldn't say that about the guys that were picked in day 2 and day 3, other than Alshon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, there was a time here where, you know, in that first draft, you had Shea McClellan, you had Brandon Harden, yeah, Jonathan. I mean, think about the guys that have been drafted and what they have and have not been able to do. So I think it's encouraging that these guys have been contributors, at least over the first couple of preseason games.
Anything more on Alshon Jeffrey, or it's just the same holding pattern that we're supposed to
expect opening
trust
day, don't
that
we?
They're telling the truth about him?
Jeffrey and Marquise Wilson both were not able to participate in practice today. Again, he was asked about this, and Fox said that Jeffrey continues to be day-to-day. The day that you have to circle on your calendar is September 13th. Is he going to be ready to go when the regular season starts? I don't think it's a priority for them to get him on the field for this game against the Bengals, and the starters almost always. If they do play, it'll be very minimal in that fourth preseason game against Cleveland. So the key is to make sure that the calf injury doesn't linger and he's ready to go when it counts against the Packers, because they do need him. And there are some receivers that are getting a lot of work with Jay Cutler and company, including Joshua Bellamy and Mark Mariani. that'll help out. I think Marquise Wilson gets hurt by this because he needs the repetition, but the issue with him throughout his young career with the Bears has always been the inability to stay healthy, and durability has been a big issue with him.
Were the Bears ever interested in Reggie Wayne? No, he just signed a surprisingly lucrative deal at age 36 with the Patriots, but was there were some other teams interested. Do you know if the Bears were one of them?
I do not know. And I don't know if he would necessarily be interested in this team.
He's not looking for an experiment. He's looking for a team that's going to win.
Correct.
Yeah, that's
and I'm sure Randy Moss is in the same boat.
Oh, Lord. No.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I mean, you can make some kind of plausible case for Reggie Wayne. Much harder to do for Randy Moss. I'm
correct.
Sorry.
Correct.
All right, let's do some nuggets and tidbits, shall we?
Eddie Goldman was asked today if he had an opportunity to watch his former college teammate, Jameis Winston, last night on national television. The Buccaneers were taking on the Bengals, who the Bears play this Saturday. Goldman was not able to watch that game because his cable is out.
It's like I have a brother.
Thank you, Zach.
And you know what, Zach? That's the best cable that ever went out in his life.
He's very lucky.
Very fortunate young man. All right,
see
thank
you,
Zach.
Thank you. That is Zach Zagan that keeps us updated on Bears stuff. We have more Bears stuff.